CKUT Radio.
Radio.
Sound waves in the air.
CKUT.
CKUT
Radio.
Radio.
Sound waves in the air.
CKUT.
Montreal, Canada.
CKUT.
It's time to take sampling to a whole new level.
Pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal. Welcome to West Indian Rhythms. My name is Howard Carr. And the co-host of the show,
Steve Sanka.
And along with the rest of the crew,
DJ Nicholas. Special guest DJ.
With the news,
Brian Antica.
Welcome to West Indian Rhythms.
On CKUT 90.3 FM, People's Station.
To help me cope.
The ship lies rigged and ready in the harbor. Tomorrow for old England she sails, far away from your land of endless sunshine, to my land full of rainy skies and gales. And I shall be aboard that ship tomorrow, though my heart is full of tears at this farewell. For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell. For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell. I heard there's a wicked war a-blazing,
And the taste of war I know so very well. Even now I see the foreign flag a-raising, their guns on fire as we sail into hell. I have no fear of death, it brings no sorrow, but how bitter will be this last farewell. For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell. For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell. Though death and darkness gather all about me, and my ship be torn apart upon the sea, I shall smell again the fragrance of these islands, in the heaving waves that brought me once to thee. And should I return safe home again to England, I shall watch the English mist roll through the dell. For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell. For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell.
Special good afternoon to you, Montreal, and the world at large. I'm here with you until 7 o'clock. My name is Howard Carr, and I started off the show with very special music this afternoon. Because you know why? It's a very special weekend. First day of spring, I think. And I hope you're enjoying the fine weather. You're somewhere outside where you can hear the radio. Started off with Los Indios Tabajaras. These are two brothers who they say found a guitar in Brazil. And they fixed it up, you know. Gotta take this with a grain of salt. They fixed it up, killed a cat or so, and made cat strings, cat gut strings, whatever. But they did that and went on to make great things with that guitar. They're beautiful guitarists. Los Indios Tabajaras is the name of them, two brothers. Then we went to Nana Mouskouri. If you have never heard this lady sing, you have missed out in life. Trust me. One of the most beautiful voices I've ever heard in my life. And I heard it right here in Montreal. Nana Mouskouri. And when she started singing, you could hear a pin drop in that big hall. And we just sat there amazed at this voice. She's been around for quite a while, but both of them, all three singer, three performers that I opened the show with, because one thing you'll understand, when it comes to quality, you'll get it right here at CKUT. This is why at every time of the year it comes around that we have to say, please donate. And it's a law that we have to live under because we can't afford, we are not allowed to sell big commercials, all right? So this is part of the action where we have to ask for a few dollars. I know this in this time and all that, it's not easy. So see what you can come up with. And, you know, people request these songs all the time. So I know they're out there listening. And Nana Muscuri, she's from an island called Crete in Greece. Beautiful. If you ever been, you should go just to see Santorini and Crete. My Greek is not good. Beautiful, 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 beautiful. I mean, I don't know how to say it anymore. Just plain beautiful. And you go there, they will show you where she was born. I think she finally ended up in Italy. I don't know. And she still tours up till now, I think, I was told. And last but not least, Roger Whittaker, one of the most unusual voices, still beautiful. I had the pleasure of seeing him also right here in Montreal. So today's funding drive, folks, funding drive. Funding drive means that you support the station that you love, and the station is going to support you back, all right? Ah, I call him my adopted son, Mr. Spencer. He said they still have about 7 of those special 1993 West Indian Rhythms shirts available to donors. So if you want to catch one of them shirts as a whatever. Please call the number at 514-448-4013. I haven't said that number in a year. 514-448-4013 is the number to call. And make your pledge. It doesn't have to be like it usually was in during non-pandemic years, but whatever you pledge, we will be grateful because it helps to maintain the station. The university takes care of one part. We have to take care of the other part, from the grants, etc., from the government and from you, John Public. So don't be afraid. I have some people that I would like to thank, who earlier on in the year I was asking for money to buy a microphone, because we have to do that now and again. And Vincent Lemon, $120. Gregory Tiefer, $65. Brenda Guerra, $100. And it goes on and on. I'll read as we go along. Right, these people, it was no special funding drive, but they donated because we were asking at the time. So it's, what time is it? 19 minutes past the hour, 4 o'clock, and I just want to keep you in your, the direction we're going now, all right? Until this thing subsides, as long as you're home, we're going to try and entertain you. And let you meet some of the entertainers. You met D-Nice a couple of weeks ago. Now D-Nice got some big presentation last night. This guy is just soaring, you know what I mean? We're going to get him back, though. Today we have a young man from Barbados at 5 o'clock, 5:15, 5:10, somewhere around there. Hypersounds. So you'll get to see the face behind the voice and all that. That's what we're going to do right now for the next couple of weeks or so, or months. We don't know how long this thing is going to last. And those of you who are fooling yourself that, well, the clubs will be open downtown and this will be open, watch it, okay? Because this virus is a sleeping, I don't know. Now they have new ones looking to come out. So be careful out there. That's all I'm saying. Be careful out there. You know, one of these African presidents, he didn't believe in it. Up to 3 weeks ago, he was on the TV denouncing it. The mask is this and that. Well, you know what he died from just this week? COVID. Yeah, the guy didn't believe in masks and he died from COVID. It's a pity. You wish yourself on no one. But, you know, what can I say? Me, I'm not too smart, so I go with the scientists. You know, I let them lead me astray. They want to plant things in my head and control me. As long as I'm alive and doing well, you know what I mean, I'm all right. So, please, I'm not telling you to go take it, but I would if I were you. Because it's not nice, you know, talking to some of the young friends that I have who are doctors and who are in the hot spots. Two is in New York, another three in Miami in South Florida. One of them said he's giving up, he's going back to Jamaica, but Jamaica has the same thing. So he says it's not easy. It's not easy signing death certificates for young people, 19, 20, 16. So, folks, I'm not telling you what to do. It's your body. But, you know, I see some of the guys on Facebook. They can't wait until 9:30 comes around so they can go eat in a restaurant. You're kidding me. I mean, when I read that, I just, this is what we call simpleton. You're dying to go and eat in a restaurant and you don't know who is cooking the food in these times? No, I'm sorry about that. Not me. Not me. Anyway, coming up is Ted. Ted going to tell us what's happening in the Caribbean, etc. And, folks, it doesn't have to be no big set of money, but, you know, call that number, 514-448-4013, and donate what you can. Remember, this is CKUT, and it's your station. Those of you who are listening to this station, you know we're there for you for many years, 30 years or so. And most of the programs and Sister P and Boom Boom Time is up and running tomorrow. They are on their own, and I'm going to tell you why and how. Because this station, we are not allowed to go into the building. We are not allowed. Unless something goes wrong, then the crew will go there and fix whatever. But us as programmers are not allowed. We do not broadcast from there. So they're broadcasting from everywhere. Every home or whatever who can get a system. And this is what they're doing. And Sister P and the crew has gotten their system. So they'll be broadcasting live from home tomorrow. All right? That will be Studio 5, I think, now. So listen for them and make sure you donate to CKUT. Let me just play a little thing here and look for Ted. Ted, as soon as you hear this music, give me a call, all right? I feel like a little Teddy Pendergast. Hold me in your arms. In your arms? What kind of language is that, right? Hold me in your arms. And make love to me on a beautiful Saturday afternoon right in the city of Montreal, Quebec, Canada.
I'll hold you and touch you.
Ted, give me a show.
Make you my woman. I'll give you my love with sweet surrender. Tonight our hearts will beat as one, and I will hold you, touch you, and make you my woman tonight.
Something in your eyes I see, a pure and simple light.
there's something in your eyes I see. I won't betray your trust in me.
We remember singing in their favorite person's ears as we dance, or as you dance to this song. I did. I sang into so many favorite ears with Teddy Prendergast, I'm telling you. Good afternoon to you, Montreal, and let me see if this thing works. Ted, you there?
Mr. Carr, good afternoon. It's good to hear your voice, sir.
Wow! It works!
Yes, it works. You sound fantastic.
You
good
too.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon. I'm amazed. Yeah, Mr. Nicholas fixed up this thing quite well, so we're hearing each other now. How are you doing?
How you been? I haven't spoken to you for a little while, a few days now.
Yes, well, we're holding on. We're holding on, and that's very good for us. We're holding on. So far, so good, you know what I mean? I can't complain.
That's good to hear. But before I go into my prepared text, first, I must congratulate you, Mr. Carr, on taking your first COVID-19 shot of the vaccine.
Yes, sir.
This is crucial and forward-looking action on your part, and I hope everyone within the sound of a voice will follow you and take your advice and just do what is the right thing to do.
Yes, sir.
It is a major step on the path to getting back to normal as you come home today to hugging your family and friends once again. Look, the only way we're going to get out of this terrible situation we're in with the we can't go here, we can't go there, we cannot go to restaurants, we lock down at 9:30 p.m. at night, is by reaching herd immunity. To get there, you and I and everyone else have to take the vaccine to get up to 80%. If we do not do that, the government will not open the country.
But
we have to face the facts. It is in our hands. We control the situation. So by saying that, at 2:35 tomorrow afternoon, Sunday afternoon, I will be taking my first shot.
Yeah, you
I
go.
Seattle Hamilton Blaze will take the first shot tomorrow afternoon at 2:35 p.m. And within the next 4 months, I hope to get a second shot. Now, this will allow me to go to the Caribbean, because right now in the Caribbean, the governments are considering, one, if a person is coming from North America and they've had both shots and they've waited at least 2 weeks after the second shot, because they want to be sure that it takes effect, then you can come to Grenada or St. Vincent or the other islands. And you may not, as I said, you may not have to quarantine. If they decide you have to quarantine, it will be extremely minimal, maybe 3 days instead of the week or the 14 days.
Right.
So it makes a difference. And the Sandals and the other hotels will open later this month. And Air Canada will start to fly again in a couple of weeks out of Toronto. Mm. So when the tourists arrive in Grenada, they will go to the hotel or the designated area for quarantine, but the hotels will have a wing designated for the quarantine people. So let's call it Section A. Then once you're cleared by the government health department, then you can go over into Section B, C, D, which will be the open area for everyone joining, having a great time. So we are getting there. We are close. We can see the light at the end of the tunnel. We can see the train now. A few weeks ago, we saw the light. I can actually see the train. Yeah. But It will not get closer to us unless we, as individuals, do our part. And to this effect, on March the 28th, the Office of the Honorary Consul for Grenada in Quebec will host a Zoom session, an informative session, to give more details on the situation in the Caribbean,
right,
and what we should do here in Canada to help. Because I'm calling my relatives in the Caribbean and telling them, look, I'm coming soon. You have to get the vaccine also. If we're going to be able to hug each other again after not seeing you for nearly 2 years.
Right, right.
It's about time. We have to do our part.
Of course.
Yeah. But right now, the numbers are still high in the Caribbean.
For instance,
Jamaica had a total of 34,665 positive cases. The active cases in Jamaica today is 18,202.
Whoa.
With 524 mortalities, death in the total deaths was 524.
Mm.
Now, Jamaica also started their vaccination campaign on March 15, and they hope to vaccinate at least 17,000 people per week. However, they have to tighten up on the security system when the vaccines, the vials arrive in the country, and they have to have security on it and know exactly where the vials are going and how many, and keep a count. As you can see, when the planes arrive in Canada, you see armed guards, police, military guarding the shipment.
Wow.
Well, there are reports in Jamaica, there are reports, not confirmed, that a vial or vials went missing of the vaccine, the AstraZeneca vaccine, and a certain doctor was advertising shots at $4,000 a shot. However, the prime minister and the government is up in arms. They're very concerned about this, and they're going to be... they're warning people not to jump the line, there should be no one else than the government designated hospitals and clinics giving the vaccine. Anyone else or there may have some sort of a scam going on. So people have
to
be careful and ensure they know where they're getting the vaccine from, the proper authority station, the hospitals or clinics run by the government system. So, of course, in everything you have people coming out of the corners trying to do nonsense. So it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the number in Grenada right now, we had a total of 154 cases in total since March last year to now. We had one death. Only one, uno, and we have two, at present, we have two cases of active cases in Grenada of the COVID-19. One came out of New York and the other from Jamaica. However, they are in quarantine. Everyone arriving in the country goes directly into quarantine. For example, my sister arrived at 12:49 p.m. today in Grenada out of New York. And she went directly into quarantine, and we're going to talk later tonight. Now, on the fifth day, she will be given another PCR test. It will take a day or two to get a result. If she is negative, and I definitely pray and hope she is, then she'll be allowed to go to the house, to her home in Woodlands.
Right,
basically, that's what they're doing in the Caribbean. So Grenada, I use Grenada only as an example of what's happening in the Caribbean.
Mm-mm. You know, I'm a bit so disappointed because, you know, right there in Jamaica, a young counselor guy from St. Thomas, 32 years of age, just died. And this is one of those no mask type of person. Funny enough, his brother is one of the doctors I'm telling you about in Florida.
Okay.
And his brother couldn't get him to wear the mask. Well, he just died this week. you know, from COVID, 32 years of age.
I just do not understand people's thinking. I mean, we have a pandemic. Millions of people have died all over the world. It is not sequestered in one country. This is a moving target with variants out of South Africa. No, I'm not disparaging any country, but they come from different countries all over the world. And you can be anywhere, anywhere in the world in 10 hours. Direct flight. I flew directly from Toronto to Beijing in 13 and a half hours. No, that's how easy it is to move a variant of the COVID from one country to the next. 13 yep. and a half hours. Yep. You know, so I do not understand why people cannot do the simple thing of wearing a mask when you're out in the public. That's going to protect you or safeguard your life and others. It's as simple as that. What yes, is the problem? It hurts me to see that we're not taking the precautions that our scientists are telling us will keep us alive and well.
I give up with that. No, they take it the but way they want.
I can't, Mr. Carr, I just can't. I have to continue to try to give as much information as possible and hope that people will come around. Now, the government in St. Vincent said a few days ago, you want carnival in St. Vincent this year? Take the vaccine. If you reach herd immunity of 80% of the people take the vaccine and we have attained herd immunity, we will have carnival. Let's sit down and have a talk about how we can do carnival.
Yep.
Now, people are asking the government of Grenada the same thing. I know Minister of State of Health, the Honorable Mr. Steele, said a few days ago, you want carnival, Spice Mask in Grenada? The greatest carnival in the world is in Grenada. It's Spice Mask in Grenada. Mm-hmm. This is March. You want Spice Mask in August? Let's get to 80% of population covered with the vaccine, and we consider and have a real conversation about having jab-jab. So if the jab-jab want to play jab-jab in the street, the jab-jab must take the jab.
Yep.
And then you can play jab-jab. You get, you with me?
Yeah.
I think the jab-jab understand what I'm saying. Yes, the jab-jab have to take the jab if they want to play jab-jab in the street come August. It's as simple as that, sir.
Simple as that. Yes, my brother. Anything else?
Well, so far, so good. And the Caribbean is waiting on the final trials, and WHO hopefully may approve the Sinopharm vaccine from China, and they may also authorize the Sputnik V vaccine from Russia. They're both under scrutiny now by WHO and other health bodies in the world, and more than likely, if it's approved by WHO, we will see, in addition to the AstraZeneca vaccine in the Caribbean, we'll see the Sinopharm from China and the Sputnik V from Russia. And we are waiting for, there are five vaccines on final trials, third trials in Cuba. Mm. And Cuba just may surprise the world with a vaccine in a couple of weeks.
They're good
in
old
final
Cuba,
trials
man.
Now, a couple hundred thousand people in the final trials, and we expect within the next 6 months we'll have several more vaccines on the market, even one from Canada.
Mm.
Briefly, a lot of people are a little skeptical about taking needles, and they're kind of concerned about that. There's a company, a BC biotech company, that's seeking emergency approval from the Canadian government for a COVID-19 nasal spray treatment.
Wow. Yeah, I heard about that.
This could be one additional quiver in the arrow box, that apart from vaccines, we may even have a pill, and we may even have a spray directly into the nostril, because that's where the COVID-19 would first attack, through the nostril passage and then down into the lungs.
Right.
But if we can put a shield in the nostrils with a spray, to stop it from entering the body, that's fantastic news.
I hope so.
So hopefully in the next couple of months, we may have quite a few, defenses apart from just the AstraZeneca and the Moderna and the Pfizer. Yes, hopefully. We have to trust our scientists to get us out of this pandemic we're in.
Yes, we have to. Anyway, my friend, we gotta run.
Yes, and please, I just hope everybody listening to this, we do try to do this every week. You've been doing this for years, Mr. Carr, and we look forward to your voice every week to give us information and give us some of that beautiful music. But to ensure that we hear you next week, we all have to pitch in and give a little bit. I know we may not be able to give as much as we did 2 years ago, but every little bit helps. And if everybody put $10 or $20, we're going to still reach the numbers, which is necessary for us to keep this station alive and well. Please donate today to what is ours, CQUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. Have a great weekend, sir.
Wow, when I open the car dealership, I want you there, okay? You're a great salesperson.
Paul, give me the number. I will call in a few minutes and give my pledge also.
All right. The number is 514-448-4013. Thank you, brother.
Thank you very much. Have a great afternoon.
You too, sir.
Victoria. Doubles, macaroni pie, fresh roti made every hour. All your traditional Trinidadian flavors. Open 6 days a week till 8 p.m. Closed on Mondays. Call 514-587-8423 TNT Palace. 6343 Victoria.
Tonight, sweetie, I'm making you your favorite meal. It's the least I can do after an entire week of taking away your phone, going through your messages, calling you names, insulting your friends, and shouting at you. Yeah, tonight, I'm making you your favorite meal so I can start another week of taking away your phone, going through your messages, calling you names, insulting your...
Violence against women stops here. Contact SOS Violence Conjugale. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
I never get used to that ad, you know.
1 year ago, CKUT shut down our studios for the safety of each other. Gradually, we adapted and found ways to continue to produce programming that reflects our shared experience, physically distanced but socially connected. Help us keep that connection by donating to CKUT. Call 514-448-4013. Pop a check in the mail, 3647 University Montreal, H3A2B3, or donate online at ckut.ca.
I am Brother Clifford Dalphy for the annual funding drive. I am donating $50. I am challenging all the business, the promoter, and the producer, and all those who bring their flyers to CKUT to promote their event to match my offer of $50. Sowing the seed of grassroots change for CKUT 90.3 FM. I give you thanks.
Brother Clifford, I give you thanks too, sir. I love that. I love that. Once again, let me remind you that you're listening to CKUT, for those of you. And coming up, for those of you who are not familiar with it, logging on far and wide. And thank you. Thank you for being here with us. And we're here. It's our annual funding drive, and it's not something that we take lightly because... We have a staff here that works. I've adopted all of them. I will. I promise you, at the end of the Soca Hour, I'm going to get in trouble, but I will tell you about my two adopted sons and my adopted daughter, and because I certainly respect the staff here. Believe you me, a friend of mine that works with one of the big talk radio stations here in Montreal, he says, in his lisping way, he said, "Threat, I don't know how you guys do it." I said, I just do my part that I've been doing, Raymond, all the time from my studio. And he went off, he says, because he has to go here, do this with the telephone line to that one. Everybody is coming from their homes now. And it's the same thing with CKUT. We don't have a bank of money that we can take it off and say, Bell Canada, put in a line here, this, do that. No, it's all. These guys are on their... You know, I got to give them credit. That's all I can tell you, because what they're doing to make us work and sound as good as we do is it's magic. It's magic. But this is what happens when you have young brains fooling around with computers and all that. They can do wonderful things. You know what I mean? I with my computer, everything, it's either my son-in-law or my daughter, or any one of my other little young friends. Hey, how do you do this? How do you do that? They sit there and tutus, they can work out everything. And this is what makes CKUT run. And they have to go here, they have to go there to get this, to put in this, to do that, get that. You know what I mean? Like right now we're not doing any live broadcasts on the outside like we used to go to parks and all that. So these equipments are being used. But we still need more. So please, the $20, the $25, the $50, you know. And what we're going to do is like people can't go to clubs right now. So we're going to bring the clubs to you. And coming up at about 10 after 5 will be Drew and Hyper Sounds from out of Barbados and New York, all right? So you'll see what he looks like. And he's been here before some years ago, if I can remember right, if the old guy can remember all these things. So what you're going to do is call a friend, tell a friend. Tell a friend that you're listening to CKUT and it's their funding drive. You know what I mean? It's 49 minutes past the hour. And coming up at 5 will be the regular soca. And we're going to go to Zoom. I don't have the Zoom address. I guess I don't know how to get on this Zoom thing. That's what I'm telling you, friends. But, you know, somebody was asking me again... What has been my favorite record for the year 2000? And one of them is this one that I'm going to play. And they wanted to know of all times. I have so many favorite records of all times. But one of the questions was, what song reminds you of what's been happening here in 2020? And it's The Way We Were by Barbara Streisand. But this song that I'm going to play for you, it's I simply adore how it's done, how it was put together. The vocals, it rode with the music, the change of chords in it, and the beautiful vocals that this guy put into it. Tony Anthony, my favorite record so far for 2021.
When every day is a crazy day and nothing is going your way, and the thought of giving up is on your mind, when you feel all hope is gone and this life isn't what you want. I'll be your angel, I'll be your friend, I'll be your rock till the end. When there's nowhere to turn from all the bridges that you burn, and everything you've been through is lesson learned. But when you had it your way, you let it all slip away. I'll be your angel, I'll be your friend, I'll be your rock until the end, till the end, till the end. Remember,
name is Tony Anthony. I've known this guy for quite some while, when he sang with a band in Toronto, which I can't remember, but beautiful voice, beautiful arrangement of that song, and I'm telling you, it's my pick for the year, and so far I'm enjoying a lot more music, but this one sort of took me to the sky where I wanted to be. Last night, someone sent me, I'll tell you, Pat Dillon Moore, she sent me a small video of the Westcan dancers. I haven't had time to read the press report, but as I watched it like 3-4 times, I'm dying to sleep, but it woke me up. The costumes, the location. Believe you me, if they were charging just to go to these two places, it would worth the price of admission. Fire burning, sparks flashing, cameras sending motions to your brains as the ladies of Westcan, along with their drummers and musicians, mesmerize your artistic feelings. I'm telling you how I felt, all right? Making you want to get up out of your chair at 11:55 at night and join in the motions of this African rhythms. Put on by the Westcan dancers. As all Montrealers know, I'm biased when it comes to them, to this dance troupe since their inception with Mr. Neville Brown. Many moons ago, Mr. Neville Brown Natto. This was a dream that I always admired. Just like the community contact, I always remembered my friend telling me, yeah, I'm gonna bring out a paper. And there it is. Watching them grow from strength to strength. And this new generation of young ladies has taken Westcan, the name Westcan, to the heavens. Yes, that's how I felt. I was in heaven, just watching these young ladies dance. And like, there's the costumes, though. Just watching them dance and articulating in the presence of whatever they were feeling at the moment. I enjoyed it, and you will too, all right? It's called Cambole. So I listen to Boom Boom Time tomorrow. I'm sure you'll get more details because she just sort of woke me up and sent me this. But it was a good feeling to watch these young folks doing their thing. And the expressions on their faces, the movements in their dance, and the music, the drumming, contagious. Cambole, I want you all to look out for that. I don't know, I didn't read the press release, so I don't know where it's going after this, all right? So read, check it out, and I'm just excited. Because I felt good watching that. It's like, you know, I'm not a big movie fan, but sometimes you happen up in a movie at night and you say, wow, that was refreshing. Well, this was totally refreshing, Pat Dillon Moore. Thank you for sending it to me. I enjoyed watching it. For more details, check out Boom Boom Time tomorrow at 4 o'clock. They're on. And they are running the show themselves. Good old Spencer, my adopted son, he went, he's not really my adopted son, but I love this young man so much because of his discipline that I adopted him, okay, in my head. And he went there and he set up this thing so well that she was telling me last night, because I asked her, I said, I hope you guys are practicing, you know. Oh, she says, you don't know, I love the sound. So tomorrow, 4 o'clock. Look out for Boom Boom Time. They're on their own. Ron and myself has been helping out until everything gets into place. All right? All right. So coming up will be Hypersounds. It's now a minute to the hour, 5 o'clock. Drew is going to give us a little bit of the Hypersounds, some of the soca music. So remember, please, donate. This is why we do this program because, you know, folks, let me tell you quickly. You don't know, when I first came in the city, there was nothing for us to listen to for our own. You had one guy who actually, I think, started this whole thing, the Fox. I have to give him credit. And in those days, it wasn't easy to get records to play. So if you knew somebody going to Trinidad, you would give him 2-3 cassettes and say, try and tape a radio station down there for me. Jamaica, the same thing. And then when they come back, you're happy in your car and you play in that cassette, right? So when we had the opportunity to go FM on Montreal Airwaves and I was asked if I would like to do the show, I didn't hesitate because, you know, living in an environment, you come from an environment where you're number one. And you come into an environment, you don't know what number you are, but you know you're not number one or two or three. So it was nice to hear your music on the airwaves as you drove. I remember on St. Catherine Street, we were working at La Siesta, and we were outside, and a car passed, and it was blazing Thursday afternoon. And it was JD's voice. I say, yes, you know. Doing the Roots Rock Reggae Show. So, you know, we have come a long way. 501. Drew, you ready for me? We're going to get onto the Zoom.